Will you pray with me? Gracious God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. You are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. There is a Peanuts cartoon that I love. Linus and Charlie Brown and Lucy and Snoopy are all lined up under a single tree trunk. And Linus is saying, "So I had to tell the teacher I didn't know the answer." And Charlie Brown is replying, "Some questions you just can't know the answer." And Lucy is asking, "Like what?" And Snoopy is thinking, "Like, did Jesus have a dog?" I think I'll just stop there. Amen. It is a question we can't really answer, obviously, can we? What do you think? Do you think Jesus had a dog? Yes? You think had Jesus had a dog? How many think Jesus didn't have a dog? Some of you think no. Some of you are pretty sure. Okay. Now, some of us have dogs, and some of us have cats. Some of us wish we had a dog, but we have cats. Some of us have a cat that thinks it's a dog. And I know we have all kinds of pets. We spend billions of dollars every year on our pets in this country. And it's because we love them, right? It's because we love them. They give us great joy. And yes, sometimes they're a pain. They shed. And there's nothing like finding a fur ball right on the carpet when you get up in the morning. But we love them, and they love us in return. Now, I've heard people argue they're just animals. Why do we spend so much money on them? You know, this billion-dollar industry. But those of us who have pets know why, right? Our pets trust us to take care of them, to provide for them, to treat them with respect and nurture. We even have laws now to protect animals, right? If you hurt an animal, you can go to jail now. That's a real change. That's something. But we go back to Snoopy's question, did Jesus have a dog? If we look in the Bible, there's only one mention in the entire Bible where someone has a dog as a pet. Mostly dogs don't have a good reputation in the Bible. They're called evil. It says that they grin and run about the city. They're described as dumb and greedy. You know, it was dogs that licked Jezebel's blood. Not a good image. And Jesus warns not to give the dogs what is holy, and he's using the term dog to insult the Gentiles. So I'm going to guess, to answer Snoopy's question, I'm pretty sure Jesus didn't have a dog. Because pets weren't common. You had barely had enough to stay alive yourself, let alone to feed a pet. You know, and if you think about it, if someone killed a dog back in those days, would they go to jail? I don't think so. No, because humans were thought to have dominion over all life, right? Over nature. Humans were the ultimate rulers, and men in particular, but all humans had absolute sovereignty over the land and animals and children and women. The Bible says in many places, and you heard Pastor Carrie and Elliot read, that humans were to have, or are to have, dominion over the earth. And unfortunately, in modern times, in the last 100 or 200 years, the word dominion has been interpreted as total control, taking whatever we need for human life and not really caring for the earth itself, because it is all there for us. It was made for us. It's at our disposal. But we now understand many things that the biblical writers understood back then, and that is that our lives depend on the earth and all that is in it. Dominion in biblical terms meant to order and to rule and to care for. And in the ordering and the ruling and the caring for, we are to properly use our human knowledge and our power. Martin Luther said, God writes the gospel not in the Bible alone, but on trees and flowers and clouds and stars. We follow the gospel. The gospel that we follow is the good news of God. It is the new good news of God's reconciliation to all life. It is the gospel of forgiveness. It is the gospel of transformation, restoration. The gospel is a message of stewardship, not only of human life, but of all life. Now we say we are created in God's image, but I would challenge everyone to be able to explain exactly what that means. Because so often we have thought that God looked like us. Because we think the Bible says we look like God. But we need to ask ourselves, is all life in God's image? Is the body of God in which we live and move and have our being the image of God? And if it is all God, if all life is God in which we live and move and have our being, what does it mean for humans to have dominion over it? Because we have these, and because we have this, does that mean that it all belongs to us? It seems to me that there's two ways to understand our role in the creation. We can hold the belief that we can manage the earth and the heavens and we can improve or control nature. Our first option is we can live as rulers of the earth. Or we can work with nature. We can listen respectfully to what she is telling us and work with her to restore her, ask her forgiveness by offering our help, the same way we would a friend who is ill. We can partner with her. The creation is a blessing to us, and the creation did not begin in original sin. It began in original blessing. It is teeming with life that is interconnected, and each part of that life is dependent on the other. As we make decisions in our lives about what we believe about dominion over the earth, our starting place is always the gospel. Now, Jesus didn't specifically talk about global warming or carbon emissions or recycling. But Jesus didn't talk about a lot of the things that we face today. The things that we struggle with were not present when Jesus was alive. But Jesus did teach us about community and about caring. And when we consider the interconnectedness of life, we still have to ask the question, what would Jesus do? And then we can consider our dominion over the earth through the eyes of the gospel. We know that the earth and the heavens don't belong to us. It is like the blood that is running through one family. All things in the natural world are connected to each other, and whatever befalls that image of God befalls everyone and everything in it. Chief Seattle tells us that we did not weave the web of life. We are merely strands in that web, and whatever we do to the web, we do to ourselves. So on this Earth Sunday, we ask ourselves, should we try to command nature? Or should we obey her? Listen to her wisdom speaking to us through every means possible, through science, through what we see happening to her every day, to every species, every plant, every animal. If we stop trying to rule her by dominating her to our will and remember that the earth is what we all have in common, we can begin a spiritual awakening that can help restore the goodness of the earth for our children and their children and their children. To rise each day with gratitude for how she provides for us and how we can do our part. We can preserve and we can plant. We can restore and reconcile. We can minimize what we use. And we can respect and care for our world. We can live with reverence for the wonder of the universe. And when we do that, we live with reverence for God. We have done things here in the last few years at Highlands to acknowledge our stewardship of God's creation. We changed out all our exit signs. We changed out almost all of our light bulbs. We started a recycling program. We've lowered our thermostats. We're looking at changing all of our cleaning products. And the thing that we're really, really, really excited about is we are going to plant a community garden. So out in front of the office and along the south side, we are going to build raised beds. We are going to be asking you for donations for that and for your help in actually making the beds and planting them. And they've already started digging up. Kay Upton and Sheena did some digging out there and took out some stuff and some old bushes, and we're getting the space ready. And we'll let you know when we're going to do that and how much we think the whole thing will cost. We don't think it's going to cost very much because we're going to do all the labor ourselves. But it's just the next step in our effort to understand how we as a community are connected to the creation and how we can care for it. Let's go back to Snoopy's very important question. Did Jesus have a dog? Probably not. But it's a very important question. And the reason is that we've learned a lot of things since Jesus was around. We have learned that having dominion over our pets doesn't mean that we control them or take only what we need from them. We have a relationship with our animals. We have learned that dominion means to care and to nurture and love, and in return, they love us back. That is how we are to look at what we think dominion means when we look about God's care for this world. We each have to decide: manipulation or cooperation, ruling or partnership. See, we are God's priests to the world. We're the ones who mediate between God and the creation. And it's all because we have these and this. Big responsibility, because we got thumbs, don't you think? But it's true. We're to sanctify nature and hold her holy, holy in our sight, to cooperate with her so that she might go on and on and on. Or as Isaac Watts wrote, while fields and floods rock hills and plains, repeat the sounding joy. Amen.